This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's not just Square that's under pressure from those new chip credit cards. In its third quarter earnings yesterday, Netflix blamed the credit card switchover for disappointing U.S. subscriber numbers. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
I'm sure this has happened to you. Your card expires or the number gets stolen and your credit card issuer sends you a new one. And then you have to give that info to all the companies that store it or charge you automatically. The newspaper, the gym you don't actually use, and yeah, your Netflix.
I think I had 3 cards reissued in the past 18 months.
Deborah Baxley, who works in the cards and payments practice at Capgemini, says this is a perennial problem, but it's been magnified by the switch to chip cards.
With so many cards reissued at the same time, it's like a perfect storm.
120 million Americans already have their new chip cards, according to the Smart Card Alliance. That number is supposed to rise to 600 million by year end. Matt Schultz with creditcards.com says people may be getting tired of constantly updating their info.
I definitely think that there could be fatigue because a lot of people have gotten new cards several times over the last few years with all the data breaches and now chip cards.
The changeover may be inconvenient, says Michael Pachter, a research analyst at Wedbush Securities. But is it to blame for Netflix's recent performance?
I titled my note this morning, "The Dog Ate My Homework and Other Excuses."
He says if you really valued the service, you'd suck it up and put in your new info. So if people aren't doing that with Netflix,
that belies a much bigger problem, which is that there probably are a significant number of people who are paying but don't actually use the service.
Like that gym you never visit, maybe another new card is just the excuse you've been looking for to quit. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.